body.
Welcome to the June 2014 edition of Journeys in Wellness. This is Martha Dana, and I'm your host this evening, and we have a special treat in store. If you're listening live this evening, again, this is Thursday, June 12th, and it is 7 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're listening live, I invite you to call in with your questions and comments. The call number is 646-378-0378. Again, that's 646-378-0378. And our show is broadcast on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com the second Thursday of each month between 7 and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. All of the shows are archived for convenient listening, so if you missed one of the earlier episodes after tonight's show, please go to the website and choose whichever show you might be interested in. We are also on Facebook, Journeys in Wellness Facebook page, journeysinwellness.com. And please join our blog on bodymindspiritradio.com so we can hear your questions and your comments and what you might be interested in for future shows. Going to discuss Dr. Joel Wallach, Dr. Milan, and Dr. Gerhard Schweizer's new book, Epigenetics. This book was just released last month in May, and I had a wonderful opportunity earlier this week to interview Dr. Wallach about his book. Dr. Wallach was in Ann Arbor, Michigan, lecturing at the Clarion Hotel on Tuesday this week and Wednesday in Southgate at the Unity Church. And I had an opportunity to interview him about his book. So we're going to hear his thoughts on why he wrote the book and kind of an overview on his philosophy of disease and health and wellness. After that, I'm going to share some excerpts from his book, Epigenetics. The show is called Journeys in Wellness, and so one of my favorite parts of the Epigenetics book is Dr. Wallach's recounting of his treatment of some of the patients that he has encountered over the last several years. And so we're going to hear the stories of these patients and their journey into wellness. One of our first stories is going to be about a patient who had congestive heart failure and was actually on the organ transplant list to be a heart transplant recipient. The second story that I'm going to share with you from the Epigenetics book is about a patient with type 2 diabetes who was on four different medicines and was still unable to control his diabetes. And then the last story that we're going to hear is about a patient with muscular dystrophy who was able to actually grow muscle mass and get better. He had been in a wheelchair and he actually got better. So these are some of the stories that we're going to hear from the Epigenetics book tonight. And then I hope that you will call with your questions and comments, and we'll wrap this up with these stories from the Epigenetics book. As an introduction to Dr. Wallach's book, I'm going to read from the cover of the book, because one of the questions that most people ask is, what is epigenetics? I actually had a Journeys and Wellness show on epigenetics in April of 2013. So if you're interested in hearing more about the science of epigenetics, I would encourage you to go to the April 2013 Journeys and Wellness episode on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com in the archive section. Dr. Wallach and the epigenetics book describe epigenetics. What he says is that epigenetics is an emerging field of science, and it studies the alterations of gene expression caused by factors other than changes in the DNA sequence. So genetics is where the expression is controlled by the actual gene. But then the question becomes, what controls the gene? And one of the things that controls the gene, either its expression or its repression, is epigenetics. The book Epigenetics is subtitled The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission. And this book is the result of decades of research, and its findings could be as critical to our understanding of human health as Pasteur's research in bacteriology. One of the things that Dr. Wallach does in this book is go back through history, even back to pre-recorded history, and talk about different parts of medicine and the development of medicine and the development of our understanding of health and wellness. Dr. Joel Wallach has dedicated his life work to identifying the connection between nutritional deficiencies and a range of diseases. And a lot of these are thought to be hereditary, including cystic fibrosis and multiple muscular dystrophy. And in this book, with all of the research he's done and the research of other people, he shows that these two diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, are actually not genetic diseases, but are diseases of mineral and vitamin deficiency. The interplay between nutrition and the genetics of diseases and birth defects has been observed in both human and animal pathology and is the central theme of this book. Dr. Wallach has teamed with notable scholars and research, Dr. Milan and Dr. Gerhard Schreiser, to present their far-reaching perspective on disease prevention and cures. And this is a fascinating book. I would encourage everyone to get a copy, read it, share it with other people. There are links on the Journeys and Wellness website where you can purchase the book, or it's for sale on Amazon. So it's available in a lot of different places. So at this point, I'm going to replay the taped interview that I did of Dr. Wallach a couple of days ago. We were outside the lecture hall, so we were in an area of the lobby, and there at times there may be a little background noise, but I think that you'll still be able to hear and appreciate the interview. Thank you very much, Dr. Wallach, for being here with me this evening and answering a few questions for our listeners on Journeys and Wellness. Always a pleasure to be able to talk to you.
Oh, thank you so much, Martha. Glad to be with you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Your new book, Epigenetics, very exciting. I've read most of it, but not quite all of it. What is it that you want people to know? What's the reason for writing this book? What's your message?
Well, basically, Martha, I want people to understand that since the beginning of time, medical theories have been wrong. The halls of science are lined with thousands of failed medical theories. And, of course, the most recent ones are the cholesterol story and also the genetic story. Both of those are quite wrong. There's not a single disease caused by high blood cholesterol. And there's not a disease that's caused by bad gene. It's all caused by eating bad foods, fried foods, processed meats, things like oils, trans fatty acids, heterocyclic acrylamides, all of which are chemicals that are caused by cooking or heating oils that are far more egregious than anything that Dow Chemical or Monsanto would make as far as causing cancer, drugging arteries. Also, when people realize we're in control of our own destiny. The medical system has failed us very badly. The word epigenetics really tells you about the genetic potential, not genes. Genetic potential means, for instance, I'll give you an example, a car engine that's really built right can go 300,000 miles. If you only put 6 quarts of water in the crankcase instead of 6 quarts of oil, you won't go the distance you might run in a full tank of gasoline. It'll burn up. And so the same thing is true with ourselves. Even though we might have the genes to go 200 years, 300 years, 500 years of longevity, you don't give your genes all the pieces they need, you're not going to live that long. You'll die 40, 50, 60, 70 of heart attacks, cancer, diabetes, stroke, those kinds of things, because you haven't fulfilled your genes' genetic potential for health and longevity. Well, we get lots of potential, but it requires raw materials to achieve that potential. And my goal is to teach people what they have to do to achieve their genetic potential for longevity and health. In animals, we've eliminated 900 different diseases, still plague people, eliminated every birth defect you can name, including 10 times that many can't in animals. We didn't do that with stem cells or genetically engineered protein. We did it simply by putting vitamins and minerals in the prenatal vitamins for animals. And for instance, human prenatal vitamins might have 23 nutrients, and an animal prenatal nitrogen's have 90. And so we treat animals better than we treat ourselves because we don't have health insurance rants. And with humans with health insurance, the goal of the doctor is to get into health insurance. There's no law requiring him to cure you, Marcia. Okay. Marcia, there's no rule that requires him to cure you, there's a cure available. And so doctors treat you.
And keep treating you.
And keep treating you, exactly. And that's your goal. And since rheumatoid arthritis is curable in 2 weeks. So it's a bad infection with a bug called mycoplasma. You kill it with, you know, bicline, which is a type of tetracycline antibiotic. And then it takes a couple of months to repair all the damage you did to the joints and bones and things. We can do that with one of our programs we call the Healthy Bone and Joint Program. It supports the maintenance repair. And so after a couple of months, you've now killed the bug that causes rheumatoid arthritis to repair all the damage. In humans, we treat you with methotrexate, gold shots, Enbrel, joint replacement clinic, $750,000, as opposed to $300 in office calls to take care of you. And so my job is to educate people to know that they do have viable options. They're much more effective, much less expensive, and far less dangerous than what doctors will do to you.
Okay. Well, now, Dr. Wallace, I keep reading that about how our children are getting diseases that were used to be only seen in elderly people. It's a lot more predominant than I ever suspected from what I've read lately.
Yes, you're exactly right, Martha. Experts predict that our children will be the first generation that do not live as long as their parents because they're getting diseases that normally plague 35 to 50-year-olds, like multiple sclerosis, stroke, and now they're getting them at 8 months, 10 months old. And that's because we've changed the diets. We have given up things for them that we grew up with, which have been tested for thousands of years, right? And based on the misdirection and direction of doctors, we've gotten all these new diseases that are plaguing people younger and younger and younger. Health or disease is a physician-caused disease. In fact, the kids get stroke when they're 12 to 18 years old. It's a physician-caused disease. 10-month-old babies are getting MS, multiple sclerosis, which normally affects 35 to 50 years. It's because of misdirection of doctor instructions by doctors. So somebody needs to educate them.
And to reverse that, we need to get back to our basic 90 essentials?
That's right. We have to take our 90 essentials. We have to consciously supplement. There's two reasons for that. Number one, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street, in New York City, in a block overlooking the construction bridge, marching on the exact home, the exact place it all happened. Thomas Edison pulled the switch on the first commercial electric generating plant. Within 10 years, everybody's given up wood stoves as a common fuel and gone to electricity. well, wood ashes, a.k.a. plant minerals, were our source of mineral nutrition. We put them in our garden, and went to electricity, there was no more wood ashes, which we used for thousands of years as our source of nutritional minerals. Secondly, we started damming up the rivers to make more electricity. Right? And historically, the most valuable, the most fertile farmland was floodplains, bottomland, because it would flood every year. Leave silt from the water recede. It would leave silt, which are minerals, from the mountains hundreds of miles away. And the farmers would plow that in and renew the mineral sources every year. And once we dammed up the river, the flooding stopped. The new mineral sources every year went away. So we gave up the flood source of minerals. We gave up the wood ash source of minerals. And we replaced them. That's why we're in trouble. So you must consciously supplement. If we do that, we can regain our health and longevity and strength and viability and stamina. If we don't do that, our kids will die before us.
That's a very dire warning, but certainly worth heeding.
Well, it's a dire warning, but it's something we can control.
Right.
If you supplement with a 90, you can make up the difference. If you just try to eat well, you can't make up the difference. That's the problem.
But that's not in the food.
It's not in the food anymore.
Because it's not in the soil.
It's not the soil because we're not putting wood ashes in the soil anymore, and we've dammed up the river so there's no more annual silt deposit.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, you're very welcome.
Thanks for having me. We have time for one more question?
Sure.
Okay. I have a lot of people who are interested in cancer because they either know somebody that has it, they're dealing with it in their family or themselves. And we're getting a lot of information from the media about the genetic transmission of cancer.
There is no such thing as genetic transmission of cancer. Even James Watson, the guy who got the Nobel Prize in 1962 for proposing the double helix structure of DNA in 1953, came out in 2013 and said you can sequence 150,000 people a day, sequence their genes. You're never going to prevent or cure cancer. You're never going to prevent or cure diabetes or any other disease that's got to be genetically transmitted. And he says all the experiments we've done over the last 6 years have been irrelevant because none of it's genetics.
Oh.
It's all...
But the chemistry on different people?
It's all chemistry, a.k.a. biochemistry, a.k.a. nutrition. And, of course, people freaked out when he said that because he was the guru
right.
of nutrition.
Right.
He was the guru of chemistry. He was the guru of genetics. So think about it. Here's a guy that got the Nobel Prize for proposing the structure of DNA, which is the constituents of the genes. After 6 years of doing research, he's a guy that comes out and says, oh, it's all been a waste of time and money. We've gone down the wrong rat hole. None of it's going to be solved genetically because none of it's genetic.
That's a very strong statement.
Yeah, he said,
all, their life.
Yeah, all of our experiments, he said, have been irrelevant.
Wow.
That's pretty heavy.
That's very heavy. Very heavy. So then again, this boils down to nutrition.
It boils down to nutrition. Supplement with a 90 to prevent diseases. You don't suffer more than 90, you're going to get disease. It'll be very painful, very miserable, very expensive. 85% of all bankruptcies occur because of medical debt.
I've heard that. Unfortunately.
Yes, so there's the doctors. Only dead doctors don't.
Well, thank you, Dr. Wallach.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, and that was Dr. Joel Wallach talking about his new book, Epigenetics. One thing that he kept mentioning that's a theme of his is what he calls the basic 90. And I want to take just a minute to clarify what that is. For those of you who have been listening regularly to Journeys in Wellness, you've heard us talk about this before, but the basic 90, or the mighty 90, as Dr. Wallach sometimes calls it, is our 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 60 plant-derived minerals, and that's certified organic plant-derived minerals because there's a huge difference between inorganic minerals and organic plant-derived minerals. I'm not going to get into that tonight. We have had a whole show on minerals, and I would invite you to listen to the archives. And as well, next month we will be talking about fortifying the food that we grow in our garden with these minerals. And I'll have a little bit more about next month's show towards the end of this show. But right now I want to stop and hear a testimony from Betty.
Are you confused about which vitamin to take and how much you should take? Do you have a stack of vitamins and minerals on your kitchen counter? Youngevity has taken the guesswork out of supplementation with their easy-to-take and good-tasting 90 Essential Pack. The 90 Essential Pack consists of only two products, an easy-to-swallow capsule containing the three very important omega fatty acids, called EFAs, and the other is an all-in-one vitamin mineral amino acid complex, combined with over 100 fruit and vegetables, making the antioxidant levels off the chart. Two tiny scoops contain over 5,000 ORAC points. If you've been trying to increase your ORAC totals to improve health, you know that many companies brag about products with ORAC scores of around 900. Beyond Tangy Tangerine has over 5,000 ORAC points plus complete nutrition. And the cost is much lower than most antioxidant drinks. Try the all-in-one supplement and make room on your kitchen counter. For more information about Beyond Tangy Tangerine, call 877-470-6355 or email journeysinwellness@gmail.com. That phone number again is 877-470-6355.
Okay, and thanks to Beth for that testimonial. The first of our true stories People's Journey in Wellness from the book Epigenetics is concerning a man who had congestive heart failure. And again, this is reading from Epigenetics. In 2008, Dr. Wallach was lecturing in Gary, Indiana, and when he got back to his hotel room about 1 a.m., he was met in the lobby by a pastor, Tyrone Kreider, and his wife, Regina. Kreider stated that he was referred to Dr. Wallach by Martin Luther King III. The two men had been roommates at Morehouse College, and Dr. Wallach had helped Martin Luther King III with his own health challenges. Kreider, 6 feet tall and weighing 300 pounds, was suffering from coronary artery disease, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, and congestive heart failure. Additionally, he had many complications. He was on 27 prescription drugs, and he had been getting a half-day full physical for which he paid $5,000 cash each physical every Friday for 3 years to be prepared if a heart became available because he was on the heart transplant list. Dr. Wallach inspected the 27 prescriptions and noted that three of them were for different diuretics. Water pills, including Lasix, three different modes of action. Yet Kreider's chest and belly were full of fluid, which made him breathless and unable to walk 5 feet without holding on to the backs of chairs and stopping to catch his breath. This meant that he was probably having an absorption problem and could not even absorb the prescription. Wallach put Kreider on a gluten-free diet, eliminated all inflammatory foods, which included fried foods, oils, processed meats, etc., and put him on a supplement program of the 90 essential nutrients plus extra selenium, amino acids, and mega doses of the vitamin D complexes. Enough for a 300-pound man. 1 week later, Kreider went for his regular weekly physical. On the following Friday, Kreider's cardiologist called his wife and asked her to have Kreider to return to redo the physical, as they had mixed his lab work with some other person's lab work and admonished her for not give her husband any medicine. And, oh, by the way, an additional $5,000 cash. On reexamination, Kreider's cardiologist took him off of all 27 prescriptions and took him off the heart transplant list after only 5 days on a diet change and Wallach's 90 essential nutrients. It's an amazing story, certainly life-changing for Reverend Kreider. Our second story of a journey into wellness from Epigenetics is about a patient who had type 2 diabetes. In 2010, Dr. Waller was giving lectures in Polar Bluff, Missouri, and through a mutual friend, he was invited to meet with Dr. Jerry Murphy for a breakfast. I want to stop for a minute and just say, I actually had a conversation with Dr. Murphy about his health and the things that Dr. Wallach did with him, and it's really amazing, and Dr. Murphy is very grateful for all that Dr. Wallach's done. Dr. Murphy owned and does own Gamma Laboratories, which is a large medical laboratory that provides analytical services for thousands of hospitals and medical offices throughout America each day. And Dr. Murphy was affected with a serious, brittle, and uncontrollable type of type 2 diabetes. Murphy, as the owner and operator of a large intrastate medical laboratory, had access to the most highly trained endocrinologist and the most cutting-edge diabetes research and the most advanced medicines. And he was in trouble. He just could not get his diabetes under control and stabilized. Murphy said that he would give Dr. Wallach a chance to show off his stuff, and if it worked, they would be best friends, and he would put his staff on Wallach's 90 for Life nutritional program and self-insure for only the serious catastrophic diseases. If Dr. Wallach failed, Murphy said he would be determined to destroy Dr. Wallach and roast him before medical groups everywhere. Doc agreed to Murphy's challenge without hesitation, which literally startled Dr. Murphy. To make a long story short, Dr. Murphy, on his standard healthy blood sugar pack, appropriate for his body weight, he admonished Murphy to do a fasting blood test every morning before he medicated himself and told him to contact Dr. Wallach every 2 months with his fasting blood sugar and his A1C lab results. And just an aside here, the A1C laboratory test is a test over the past 90 days of how well that patient was able to conform to the diet or how well the medicine that they were taking was able to stabilize their diabetes. And the reason that it's over the past 90 days is because it's a red blood cell test, and red blood cells have a lifespan of 90 days. To Wallach's instructions and had his blood work duplicated by several of his own laboratories under a false name so that the results would not be tainted and that so that no one test result could be compared with the results from other laboratories. His results were absolutely amazing. He went from a fasting glucose, which the normal range is 74 to 106, and when he started in April 14th of 2011, his fasting glucose was 171. A little less than a year later, it was 79. So it dropped more than half to the lower edge of a normal range. His hemoglobin A1C went from 7.3 in April of 2014 to 4.36. a little less than a year later, and that normal range, the target range that everyone, especially diabetes, shoots for is 4.2 to 5.8. So he was able to get his diabetes under control. He was able to get off all four prescriptions and have better control of his diabetes than he had when he was taking his prescriptions. So it's obvious to the most ardent critic that Dr. Wallach's program had reversed Dr. Murphy's diabetes. And in keeping his part of the agreement, Dr. Murphy put his employees on Dr. Wallach's nutritional program and self-insured Gamma Laboratories, which has saved Dr. Murphy's Gamma Laboratories millions of dollars each year. Because we've all heard that one of the primary expenses of any big business is the health care expense of the employees. So this has been an amazing amazing story and amazing recovery. So I'm going to share now testimony from Judy about her high blood pressure.
A few years ago, I was working at a very high-stress job, and I had the high blood pressure to go along with it. My blood pressure gave me such an awful headache, I hurried home from work every day to pop the second dose of blood pressure pills and make the headache go away. My friend was very concerned and got out the physician's desk reference and looked up all the side effects of the medications and convinced me to add calcium and trace minerals to my diet. After a few days, my friend telephoned me to see how I was doing. And I told her, "Oh my goodness, it's 4 o'clock. And my slightly sarcastic friend replied, "Oh fine, you've got a college degree and can tell time. I'm impressed." Well, that was the first time I noticed that I had missed my usual 3:30 p.m. headache. I took my blood pressure and I found that it was normal. I continued to check my blood pressure and began weaning myself off the medications. I still monitor my blood pressure and I take my calcium, OsteoFX Plus, and trace minerals daily. I'm Judy, and this is my journey in wellness.
And thanks to Judy for sharing her story of getting her blood pressure under control. Our next tale of a journey in wellness from the book Epigenetics by Dr. Joel Wallach, Dr. Milan, and Dr. Gerhard Schrauser is a recant of Dr. Wallach's interaction with an eye doctor about macular degeneration. And most people consider that macular degeneration is that it cannot be reversed, and it's one of the leading causes of blindness in elderly people. In 1998, Dr. Wallach was giving a lecture in Salt Lake, Utah, to a room packed with 300 eager attendees. When during the question and answer period, a man inquired about his mother, who had been declared legally blind for 8 years as a result of chronic macular degeneration. And this man asked, "Can anything be done to restore my mother's eyesight, even though she has been declared legally blind as a result of macular degeneration?" Dr. Wallach replied, "Macular degeneration is easy to prevent and easy to reverse, with a dietary change and a complete supplement program that includes a heavy antioxidant approach. Because macular degeneration is due to the accumulation of steroid lipofuscin by free radical damage in the retina of the eye." Immediately, a man jumped up in the back of the room and yelled, "Wallach, you're a liar. I'm an eye doctor, and there is no way that you can prevent or cure macular degeneration. That is, it's due to aging, and there is no way to prevent or cure it." Dr. Wallach asked, "Who are you?" To which the doctor replied, "I am Dr. Ronald Pugh." Wallach then challenged Dr. Pugh, "Give me 12 of your macular degeneration patients who have been legally blind for 8 to 10 years, and if I can get half, 6, to be able to read 20/20 in 90 days, will you apologize?" Dr. Pugh responded, I love this, "If you can get 2 out of the 20 to be able to read 20/20 in 90 days, I will apologize." The next day, Dr. Pugh brought in a box full of 27 charts of patients who have been declared legally blind for 8 to 10 years because of macular degeneration. Dr. Wallach took all 27. His 90 nutritional and antioxidant program for macular degeneration, and in 90 days, all 27 could read 20/20, and only 2 required glasses. Dr. Pugh kept his word and produced an apology on CD entitled Seeing is Believing. And that CD is available to anyone who is interested, again, on the JourneysInWellness.com website. There will be a link to be able to purchase the Seeing is Believing. It not only tells story about these 27 patients who had their macular degeneration reversed, but it also gives step-by-step instructions for anyone who is interested in reversing their macular degeneration or in helping to prevent that. And again, this is all from the book Epigenetics. Story in Journeys and Wellness is about a woman who was diagnosed with primary sclerosing cholangitis. And this is a form of liver cirrhosis that caused the death of NFL great Walter Payton. And this is later in 1998. Dr. Wallach was introduced to Elaine Agata, and she had this form of liver cirrhosis. And the preferred treatment of this particular type of cirrhosis is to install stents into the bile ducts of the liver to prevent them from being crushed by scar tissue, and then to surgically remove as much of the damaged liver as possible until a liver transplant becomes necessary. Elaine had had 12 major liver surgery at the Harvard Teaching Hospital prior to meeting Dr. Wallach, and she was on the liver transplant list. So another organ transplant patient that Dr. Wallach is helping. Dr. Wallach put Elaine on a gluten-free anti-inflammatory diet and added the 90 Essential Nutrient Supplement Program, and he spiked it with additional selenium and megadoses of the B vitamins. In 60 days, she had regrown her liver to normal size. She canceled the plans for a liver transplant, and she went back to a normal life. A presentation was scheduled at the Harvard Medical School campus to share Elaine's story with the faculty who were familiar with her plight. In spite of individual invitations to the faculty, not a single one appeared for the event. Dr. Wallach does give 300 free lectures every year, primarily in the United States, but also across the world. So if you hear a lot of stories that begin at a lecture, it's because he gives 300 a year. And he also has two live radio shows every day, Monday through Friday. So at 75, he is a very active active man, and you would never guess his age if you knew him. And at this time, we're going to hear a testimonial from Bernie.
So two or three run-throughs, that's always when I do my voicemail.
We're going to hear from Susan, I'm sorry.
My name is Susan, and I'm here to tell you about how Longevity's ASAP changed my life. I've struggled with losing weight most of my adult years. I've tried many weight loss quote-unquote solutions when another one crossed my path. I heard about As Slim As Possible, otherwise known as ASAP for short. It sounded too good to be true. I thought it was yet another fad diet, and I was really skeptical. Then a relative of mine tried it about a year ago and was very successful from following it and keeping the weight off. Since we have similar body types and trouble with losing weight, I thought I would try it. It was hard in the first day or two, but once I got the pattern down, I found it really easy to follow. The food choices were limited, which actually made it very simple to keep in line with the program. I thought not eating breakfast would be a problem, but quickly learned that drinking Longevity's Beyond Tangy Tangerine satisfied any hunger pains because it's loaded with nutrition. As a result of keeping off simple carbs and eating healthy proteins, vegetables, and fruits, and taking the ASAP drops, the diet broke my sugar addiction, which was a total blessing. During the core of the diet, I look forward to getting on the scale every morning to see what I had lost. In total, I have lost 35 pounds doing the diet, and I'm so happy with their success. All of my clothes are too big for me now, and it's exciting to go shopping for new clothes and fitting in sizes that I haven't in years. I'm very thankful for the ASAP diet. It's changing my life for the better. My name is Susan, and I believe in the power of Longevity products.
Okay. Thank you very much, Susan. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, Dr. Wallach gives over 300 lectures a year, and most of them are in the United States and Canada, but they're also all over the world. Dr. Wallach had been giving hundreds of lectures in Canada for over 15 years, and in 2008 he was in Moose Jaw, Canada, giving his standard lecture when, on this occasion, a couple approached him before the meeting started and asked for help. The wife did the talking as the husband was in the advanced stages of Parkinson's disease. The man's name was David Dietrich, and he had severe total palsy that was unrelenting. David was a very wealthy man. However, his doctors had essentially given up on him and were in a hospice mode waiting for the inevitable. By the time Dietrich had shown up, Wallach had successfully treated numerous people with multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Parkinson's disease. Dietrich was a big man weighing 260 pounds and thus required a rather large amount of nutrients to achieve the desired effect. And I might mention here that Dr. Wallach's nutrients are based on body weight, just like is prescribed in veterinary animals. You don't give an elephant the same amount of nutrients that you would give a laboratory rat. It's based on size and weight. Dr. Wallach does the same thing with nutrients in people. So in addition to the 90 essential nutrients, Dietrich was dosed for a 300-pound person. Dr. Wallach administered products to increase brain circulation and increase energy conversion in the brain, and he administered nutrients that were the raw materials for the brain to manufacture neurotransmitters and essential nutrients that increase antioxidant power. In addition to the supplement program, Dietrich was admonished to avoid the bad stuff, the trans fatty acids, the heterocyclic amines, and the acrylamides to stop ongoing damage. And he was instructed to eat at least 12 to 14 poached eggs each day to provide the raw materials for the help of rebuilding the myelin. Myelin is composed of 100% cholesterol, and our bodies need that cholesterol to keep our brains healthy and to manufacture the steroids that our body needs, as well as other things. But in this particular case, the Parkinson's disease, this man needed the cholesterol to help rebuild the myelin in his brain. 3 months later, Dr. Wallach returned to the Moose Jaw, Canada, for follow-up meetings, and Dietrich showed up at the meeting. He was excited, energetic, and totally symptom-free. He thanked Dr. Wallach profusely and introduced him to the regional directors for Sun Life of Canada, the meeting to meet the doctor who had wrought Dietrich's miracle recovery, as they thought that Dr. Wallach had hypnotized Dietrich into thinking he was cured. When Wallach asked the Sun Life representatives, and this is health insurance company, would you consider paying doctors for following the nutritional program that reversed Dietrich's Parkinson's disease, the Sun Life representatives replied, there's no way we could do that. Even though it would save us money, the doctors would drive their patients to other insurance companies. So there is a hint of the interplay between our health, the diseases that we have, the treatment that we get, and the influence of health insurance on that. Our last journey and wellness story for this evening from the book Epigenetics is one from 2013. In 2013, Todd Harrison, who is at that time a 24-year-old muscular dystrophy patient from Stockton, California, he reported to Dr. Wallach that he had been on doctor's protocol for muscular dystrophy for 6 months. And through the internet, he had documented his clinical improvement through regular video updates on Facebook. And if you go to Facebook, we have links for his videos, Todd Harrison's videos. He would take videos of himself in the same place trying to do different things, and you can distinctly follow his improvement. Through these videos on Facebook, he had attracted 2,700 muscular dystrophy patients and families who were following his progress, and many opted to follow Dr. Wallach's protocol for the reversal and prevention of muscular dystrophy. Before starting on the Wallach protocol, Todd could do 30 curls with a 5-pound dumbbell in 3 minutes with his left arm. After 1 year on the Wallach protocol, he could do 30 curls with the 5-pound dumbbell with his left arm in 33 seconds, and his walking rate was significantly improved. Todd, his mother, and her brother David, who also had muscular dystrophy, formed a not-for-profit organization called Define Muscular Dystrophy. By the time they had met Dr. Wallach, they had raised $50,000 for an FDA-approved study that looked at a medical device that was an electronic muscle stimulator used for the purpose of toning weak muscles in muscular dystrophy patients. Lane Chavez, an 18-year-old young man, introduced himself to Dr. Wallach at a Long Beach, California Health Expo, and he started on Dr. Wallach's protocol for muscular dystrophy as well. In 6 months, he went from being in a wheelchair, where he had been wheelchair-bound for 8 years, to riding an adult tricycle on the street. In July 2013, Dr. Wallach was appointed as chairman of the Scientific Advisor Board for the not-for-profit Defying Muscular Dystrophy Organization. And in 1994, Dr. Wallach began using KSCO, a Santa Cruz, California AM radio station, to broadcast an interactive talk show to spread his message of self-help and supplementation of the 90 essential nutrients to prevent and reverse human disease. The radio show is called Dead Doctors Don't Lie after the successful launch of an audio cassette of the same name. And Dr. Wallach still broadcasts on this VO AM radio show, his Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to go back a little bit and talk about a little more of his work in muscular dystrophy. Dr. Wallach's been trying to get the message out about muscular dystrophy and also about cystic fibrosis for a very long time. Back in 1974, Dr. Wallach discovered the first case of cystic fibrosis in a non-human person. He was doing work in Atlanta, Georgia, on the staff of Emory, when he discovered that one of his chimps had muscular dystrophy. And this case was verified by some of the cystic fibrosis. And it was verified by some of the cystic fibrosis experts of the time. They did not realize that it was a monkey at first, but they verified the case. Since then, Dr. Wallach showed that cystic fibrosis is due to a selenium deficiency. Dr. Wallach and his wife, Dr. Milan, went to China and published an article that reported the details of 10,700 autopsies of Chinese children under the age of 12 years of age who had died of Keyshawn's disease, which is a type of cardiomyopathy that is a known selenium deficiency. And the purpose of this study that they did was to see if cystic fibrosis, which has been theorized to be a genetic disease of Eastern European children, the purpose of the study was to see if cystic fibrosis occurred in study group, because, as I mentioned, Dr. Wallach had discovered the first non-human case of cystic fibrosis in rhesus monkeys and had proven that it was caused by a congenital selenium deficiency. He believed that if his initial work was correct and that cystic fibrosis was a selenium deficiency, then some of these Chinese children who had died of Keyshawn's disease, which is a known selenium deficiency disease, would have cystic fibrosis as well as the cardiomyopathy. The results of Dr. Wallach and Dr. Milan's Chinese Keyshawn disease study was profound. 35% of the 1,700 cardiomyopathy cases also had confirmed cystic fibrosis lesions in the pancreas, lungs, and liver, and surprisingly 100% exhibited the classic lesions of muscular dystrophy of the heart. So although Wallach had believed that he knew the cause and prevention and cure of Human Cystic Fibrosis in 1977, the truth lay dormant until 2003, when a small girl who was 2 at the age was presented to Dr. Wallach as a cystic fibrosis patient who was seriously ill. Her name was Sydney Meyer, and she was placed on a strict gluten-free diet and given the 90 essential nutrients and extra selenium. Within weeks, she was symptom-free from cystic fibrosis. Dr. Wallach has continued to work throughout the years helping people with cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy. And you've heard some of the stories of his work earlier with Todd Harrison and with the foundation that he started. Dr. Wallach has also worked with the Amish people who have a high incidence of muscular dystrophy, which is also, as we mentioned, a selenium deficiency. Over a 5-year period of working with these muscular dystrophy patients, he used dietary changes, which include the elimination of gluten and then supplements of the 90 essential nutrients plus high amounts of selenium. And the children rapidly improved and became symptom-free. And these are Amish children who live in an area where the soil is greatly depleted of selenium. Dr. Wallach's muscular dystrophy data was sent to Jerry Lewis in 2010 to see if Jerry Lewis wanted to be the person to make the announcement. In fact, we now know the cause and prevention and cure for cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy. Violet, who is Dr. Lewis's assistant, acknowledged that Mr. Lewis had received the data in both email and hard copy format to review the material. We do not want money from the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation, Dr. Wallach said. However, we felt it right to offer the opportunity to Jerry Lewis to make the announcement that the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy had been found and had been proven in clinical trials to be correct. For, in fact, the cure for muscular dystrophy had been found for Jerry's kid. Mr. Lewis, it seems, took the data from to the medical committee of the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation, but they refused to review the data, and they fired Jerry Lewis. They fired Jerry Lewis for insisting that this committee interview Dr. Wallach to see if there was any validity or any value that might benefit Jerry's kids. Jerry Lewis, and they sent him on a cruise to prevent him from being able to talk to reporters who would inquire as to why he didn't, for the first time in 22 years, participate in the Muscular Dystrophy Telethon to raise money to find a cure for muscular dystrophy and for Jerry's kids. These amazing stories of these people's journey into wellness is found in this fascinating book, Epigenetics, which was released last month by authors Joel D. Wallach, Dr. Milan, and Gerald Schauser. You can find links to purchase the book on the Journeys in Wellness website. It's found in Amazon or any of your main bookstores. I encourage you to get a copy for yourself to read about these incredible healings and to read the rest of the book, because the book is a wealth of information. There's an appendix in the back that includes all of the 90 essential nutrients that Dr. Wallach talks about, which are the 12 amino acids, 16 vitamins, and 60 organic minerals. That appendices talks about what each of those are and how they affect our body. And it's very valuable for any of us who are trying to be healthy, get healthier, and help our families and friends as well. I want to thank all of y'all for listening this evening. Again, BodyMindSpiritRadio.com has archived shows of all of the Journeys in Wellness. This is our 19th show. I would encourage you to go and listen to some of the others. Also to join on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com, so that you can participate in the blog that's on there. Please send your comments and your questions to us. We can answer them on the next show. You can also contact us on Journeys in Wellness Facebook page or journeysinwellness.com. Again, the phone number for the live shows is 646-378-0378. I would encourage you to call in with your comments and questions on our next show. We're almost out of time for this evening, but I want to take a couple of minutes to talk about our July show. Summertime, a lot of people think about gardening and growing our vegetables so that we can have nice, fresh vegetables that are healthy for us. There's nothing like being able to walk out in the backyard and pick a really good, juicy tomato or another one of your favorite fruits and vegetables. So next month, we're going to have the people from Humble Seeds with us to talk about their company and to talk about their seeds. They have non-GMO certified organic seeds, and what one of the incredible things about their seeds is their packaging allows them to be reused. One of the things about seeds that I don't like is you open up a package and you have all these seeds, and most of us don't need as many seeds as come in a package, even if half of them don't germinate. But the Humble seeds are packed in a foil-type package with a zip seal so that you can remove a few seeds, plant them, and reseal them and save the rest of them. And we'll let the Humble Seed people tell us a little more about them. Another thing that they offer is a hydroponic grow tower that allows you to grow, I think it's 24 or more plants at the same time, and they have a special nutrient fertilizer in the water that puts back these nutrients that Dr. Wallach is talking about so that we're able to use some of those nutrients with all of the minerals to feed our plants, and the vegetables produced by the plant are nutrient-rich. And we're able to get these 90 essential nutrients from the plants that are grown with this special food. So I encourage you to join us on next month's show. That show will broadcast on Thursday, June 10th. Again, we're live at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, and 4 p.m. Pacific. So we'll be talking with the Humble Seed people about their seeds, about the hydroponic tower, and how it works, and how you can get one if you're interested. I'm excited, and I'm expecting one soon myself. And then we'll also talk about the nutrition, that the ways that they put that nutrition in the plant so that those 90 essential nutrients can be in the fruits and vegetables that we eat. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next month.